Los Angeles County targets retail theft with new warning program. Los Angeles County is launching a new program to warn criminals and deter retail theft, according to District Attorney Nathan Hochman, who says local businesses have lost millions of dollars to theft since January. Retailers can contact local law enforcement to obtain one of 10,000 yellow warning decals to post at their business and inform the public that thefts will be prosecuted by the Regional Retail Theft Task Force. The sticker also has a QR code for the public to use to report any crimes. According to the National Retail Federation, the Los Angeles area is the worst in the nation for organized retail crime. At a press conference on May 14th in front of a 7-Eleven convenience store in West Los Angeles, Hochman said ending the cycle of catch and release in recent years that sent serial retail thieves back on the streets to reoffend is a top priority. Small businesses, stores, and even big box retailers constitute the lifeline of our communities, and the lifeblood of our communities are under attack, Hochman said. They've had to deal over the last several years with criminals who had the mistaken belief that you can come into a 7-Eleven, for instance, take whatever you want, leave, and nothing would happen. We are here today to explain to them the exact opposite, he said. You will be held accountable, you will be arrested, you will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. The district attorney said he intended to use new authority afforded by Proposition 36, passed by state voters last year, to prosecute thieves and repeat offenders. The proposition, also known as the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act, went into effect on December 18, 2024. The new law increased penalties for certain drug and theft crimes and reclassified some misdemeanors as felonies for repeat offenders. The penalties can include sentences of up to 3 years in jail or prison if the defendant has already been convicted for certain thefts. Since December, the county has filed over 1,000 Prop 36 felony theft charges against repeat offenders, according to Hochman. We are armed with an additional set of laws under Prop 36, Hochman said. Before Prop 36 went into effect, petty thefts under $950 were classified as misdemeanors, and thefts could not be aggregated to meet the felony threshold, creating a culture of impunity, Hochman's office stated. One of the felony arrests made since the new law took effect was of Corey Somerville, 38, who was allegedly a serial shoplifter at the 7-Eleven featured in the news conference. Somerville has been charged with 12 felony charges and one count of robbery related to alleged thefts at the convenience store owned by franchisee Jawad Ersani between January and March. Four employees resigned, allegedly out of fear of continued encounters with Somerville, according to the Los Angeles Police Department commanding officer Captain Richard Gabaldon. One of the employees was allegedly violently assaulted when he asked Somerville to pay for items. We commend the victim for ultimately coming forward, Gabaldon said at the news conference. Los Angeles Councilwoman Katie Yaroslavsky, who represents the district where the 7-Eleven is located, said her family often frequented the store. When a store is repeatedly targeted or a theft turns violent, it does more than hurt the business, Yaroslavsky said at the event. It makes you wonder if it's safe to send your kids in. It makes you worry that someone could get caught in the middle. And it makes you feel like no one is in charge. The district attorney is also partnering with local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies to investigate and prosecute organized retail crime. Investigators are targeting serial shoplifters, smash-and-grab mobs, and large-scale criminal enterprises. This is a warning to all the criminals out there. If you come to these stores and think you're going to come here and commit a crime, we're going to arrest you and present a good case to the DA, and you will go to jail for that, said LAPD Captain Francis Boateng, commanding officer of the department's Commercial Crimes Division. Convenience store owner Ersani, who has operated the 7-Eleven featured at the news conference for more than 25 years, said he was grateful for the support from Hochman and the law enforcement communities. My store was targeted not once, but twice, by a smash and grab of about over 50 teenagers and a repeat shoplifter who is now detained and will be held accountable by this DA's office as we speak, Ersani said. Each incident costs us in stolen goods, broken equipment, staff morale, and personal safety. Ersani said he has had to spend thousands of dollars on protection for the store, instead of spending the money on inventory and community investments. It's not just about theft, it's about fear and instability it brings to everyone who depends on this store and our entire community, Ersani added. Prop 36 has given law enforcement more tools to target operations that harm communities, according to Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department Detective Division Chief Joe Mendoza. While Proposition 36 promotes necessary criminal justice reform, it also allows us to focus resources on serious, organized theft operations that harm our communities, Mendoza said.